The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Everyone, Steve Letarte, Dale Jr., and Jeff Burton here for NASCAR America at Home. The first race after the break is in the books. We saw a nice, exciting race at Darlington yesterday. So Jeff, what were your biggest takeaways from the race?
Yeah, listen, I thought there was some, obviously Kevin Harvick and his team stepping up. Huge race in the history of the sport, stepping up, getting the win. Obviously, their pit crew stepped up at the right time. That's been their weak point. That stood out to me. And then some other guys. I thought Alex Bowman had a good day. We can dive into a lot of them, but Alex Bowman and his team, they came ready to play, and they had a real shot to win this race.
Yeah, I always kind of look at organizations. What organization seems to have the advantage? And it looked like Hendrick Motorsports obviously had that advantage early in the race. They kind of fell out of the picture in the second stage, but then Bowman and Chase Elliott as well walked back into the picture. Bowman with a great result. That team is not only showing a lot of great speed, which the Chevrolets have been showing this year, but they are finishing races. And, man, it's just impressive to see. What a turnaround for that 88 team. Jimmy Johnson leading the race, gets in a crash, something of his own doing. He took full credit for that. But, you know, it's good to see them running fast as well. Everybody's kind of wondering, being that this is still – in his words, his last season, will he be able to come in there and get competitive, find opportunities to win races before he calls it an end of an incredible career? It looks like that he's doing that. It looks like that they're putting themselves in position to be able to maybe win some races. If he can just, you know, clean up some of the mental errors that he has right now. And I think they will do that. William Byron had a flat tire. He was running up front. So Hendrick Motorsports showing the most speed. Even though the Fords ended up coming out victorious today with Kevin Harvick, I think the Chevrolets are looking the strongest right now for me.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I thought the Chevrolets looked good. You had RCR, both Tyler Reck and Austin Dillon, I thought, ran pretty decent. Two big names that I think got overshadowed a little bit with the magnitude of the event is we had Ryan Newman returning to a race car after that horrific accident at Daytona. And I thought he went out there and, just like Ryan Newman does, put in a blue-collar effort. I know he got spun around there the one time, but he recovered to have a pretty solid finish. And how about Matt Kenseth? Been over a year since he's been on the race car. No practice, no testing, no everything. Green flag at the track, too tough to tame. And yet, while he didn't tame it with the victory, car looked in pretty one piece, or, you know, completely in one piece. I was impressed with both of those guys and their runs.
Yeah, you know, people always ask me, and I'm sure they do you, Junior, as well, is, you know, how do you get in a race car and go again after you've been injured? And here's Ryan Newman, who had a, you know, major injury. We were fearing the worst there for a little while after the wreck at Daytona. And early in the race, there he was, solidly in the top 10, like nothing happened. And I think that's hard for people to understand. Like, how do you go through that physically, emotionally, and then go to the one of the hardest racetracks, no practice, no warm-up time, and just go get you some? And that's what he did. And that's Ryan Newman. I mean, that's I expected no different. I expected him to go in there and be hard-headed and be hard to pass and be a guy that's going to be pushing on you and shoving on you. And he didn't disappoint. And I expect to see more of that in the upcoming races.
Yeah, Ryan Newman was absolutely impressive when that race started. Had a pretty good speed in his car all day long and did get a great result. Matt Kenseth, you know, I think that Matt seemed so eager for this opportunity, seems so appreciative to be not only back behind the wheel of a car, but a good car, very competitive car. And I wrote in my notes during the race that I think Matt Kenseth may win a race this year. And, you know, it wouldn't be surprising to me, given the waiver, that he might play deep into the playoffs with that team. If they find a way to not, you know, they hit the ground running. Now, can they find more? Is there more as they gel, as the communication starts to get better, as Matt starts to understand this car and this package and the rules? will they find more speed, become even more competitive? I think so. Matt's just one of the best that's ever done it. Jeff Gordon said that during the race, and I think Jeff knows it and means it, that Matt is one of the top five drivers that's ever came into the sport. So he still has a lot left in the tank, and I'm excited to see what he can do the rest of the season.
We've talked about some of the competitors on the track, but guys, I would be lying if I didn't say it was a proud moment. You know, NASCAR is a sport that I have grown up in. I've been been fortunate to be a part of it my whole life. And while we were not able to be there today, and I can't wait for the day we get back to the racetrack, it was exciting to see what the sport put together, both the sanctioning body, the track at Darlington, all the competitors, to see everyone there, national anthem mask on, and put this show on in a country that's been without sports now for so long, to find a way to get live sports back in front of America. I thought it was a special day for everyone, all the sports fans, especially the NASCAR fans. I was proud to say I was a part of the sport today. How about you two?
Yeah, it's going to be weird to turn around and do this literally in just a couple more days. there's just going to be a lot of racing coming at us in a short period of time, and I think everybody's ready for it. I think the sport did a really, really good job of putting everything in order and in place to have this event and have it go off successfully. The drivers did a great job of putting on a great show, and it had some intriguing moments and was a fun race to watch. So I enjoyed it, and there's more coming at you, man, so you better get ready.
Yeah, and in a world that had very little that's normal, it was nice to have some normalcy today. It was nice to just sit down, watch a race, just like you would any other day. But it felt bigger than that. You know, it felt like an incredible opportunity for our country, for the world for that matter, to do something that we're all accustomed to doing. And NASCAR had some tremendous hurdles to overcome to make this happen. I give them a lot of credit. I give the teams a lot of credit. I give Darlington and the state and the federal government a tremendous amount of credit, all working together to make this happen. And it's important that it happens. We got to find a way to deal with this pandemic and also have some normalcy at the same time. And every entity coming together to make it happen, that's what leadership's about. That's how it works, is you lead the way, you do it right, you don't take unnecessary chances. And it seemed like to me that they crossed all those boxes. And I'm proud to say I've been part of NASCAR for a long time, and I think today was one of the proudest moments of NASCAR's history.
Well, we proved we could get a race under the belt, but now that was yesterday. Another race, as Dale put it, is just 2 days away. All right, no more guesses, no more Monday morning quarterbacks. How about some predictions? We saw one race at Darlington, no more practice, top 20 inverted. Who is the prediction for the race winner on Wednesday? Junior, you're on the spot first.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, the Hendrick cars looked really quick throughout the entire day. And I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, William Byron and those guys, Bowman, even Jimmy, back up into the top five racing for the win. Kevin Harvick, though, I mean, that racetrack will be green. It's hard to believe, but it'll be green again on Wednesday. And it'll change a lot throughout that event, just like it did today. And the driver that can stay on top of that, much like Kevin Harvick and Rodney Childers did today, that's the driver that's going to win this race. Because that track, we saw a lot of teams on Sunday be good and then kind of fall off. Brad Keselowski is a great example of that. Started the race really strong, struggled at the end. Just a lot of changes happening in that racetrack throughout the day. And Kevin Harvick, those guys are going to be hard to beat because they got the blueprint right now.
That was a professional avoid the question answer, Friday Dale Jr. Jeff Burton, you going to do a little better? Give me a number.
I go, I don't have anybody left. You think everybody? You think like six or seven people.
That's it. That's it. I'm throwing the towel in. Y'all are done. That's it. I'm not predicting because they didn't predict. The most important thing, tune in Wednesday, another cup race from Darlington. And thanks for watching another NASCAR America Home Edition.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.